Welcome back to part two of the Townships at 12, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. Now, in this segment today, I will be talking with Mia Frechette, the candidate for the Quebec Solidaire Party for the Saint-François riding. I will also have some health news in this segment and some music. So let's get part two of the show today started with a song called People Have Power, and it's by Patti Smith. With the provincial election campaign on the horizon, voters across Quebec are beginning to hear from the candidates hoping to represent them in the National Assembly. In the riding of Saint-François, one of those candidates is Mia Frechette of Quebec Solidaire. Quebec Solidaire is presenting its vision on a range of issues, including healthcare, housing, the environment, education, and the cost of living. To learn more about Mia Frechette, her priorities for the Saint-François riding, and what she hopes to bring to the National Assembly if elected, I recently had the opportunity to sit down and speak with her. Here is my conversation with Mia Frechette, Quebec Solidaire candidate for the Saint-François. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Mia Frichette to the Townships at 12. Now, Mia is the Quebec Solidaire candidate for the Saint-François region, so welcome, Mia.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for listeners who may not know you yet, tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to enter politics.
I grew up in the Saint-François riding in a bilingual household, and I attended SES, so I'm well-versed in the Sherbrooke Elementary School, Lennoxville Elementary School rivalry. But that sort of background led me to work in community services with people who have an intellectual disability, with people, with young people who had run-ins with the law. And what I ended up finding is that people typically had problems that were much larger than themselves. They were faced with structural issues of whether it be of discrimination, of having inadequate access to housing, or just generally having a hard time leading a dignified life. So that's what led me to give myself the tools to accomplish that that major change by studying law and politics. And it leads me to where I am today, where I really want to develop a politics that leaves no one behind, that takes into account all the diversity we have here in Quebec and in the Saint-François riding. So I'm thrilled to be on that adventure now for the next few weeks and months.
So that made you decide that now is the right time for you to enter into office.
I saw how much people were struggling with housing, with cost of living, healthcare access, and so much more. I really needed to get involved for those who are struggling to get by, who are struggling to just live a dignified life when we're, at the end of the day, we're in the richest period in history, and we're still not managing to make sure people have everything they need to get by. So that's really what motivated me, in part through my background, and also just the urgency of this moment politically, of making sure as people's conditions are getting worse and worse in a lot of cases, that people have leadership they can turn to address those structural problems.
Now, you have experience as a community service worker and as vice president of the Transestry. How have those roles shaped your understanding of the challenges people face in the community?
What I really learned in those roles is that people's struggles are largely structural. They're top down, they're bigger than themselves. And although when I was working as a community service worker, I could help people out in the short term, I could do a lot of help in the people I got to interact with, ultimately it sort of felt like trying to empty a river with a bucket, where there's just a downstream of issues that are coming from our politics, from our way of seeing the world. And so we need solutions that are as big as the problems that people face. And it's what we're known for at Quebec Solidaire, having the ambition to face problems head on. And it's why we've been leaders in the National Assembly on the housing crisis, and others are still catching up. We've been on the issue for years now, as we try to convince the CAQ that there is, in fact, a housing crisis, and people are, in fact, having a hard time getting by.
The Saint-François riding includes urban areas such as Fleurimont, university communities like Lennoxville, and also rural municipalities in the Quaticook region. What are the most common concerns you're hearing from residents across the riding?
Yeah, I think it's about primarily understanding that there's similar issues, but that look very different depending on where you are in this beautiful, diverse riding. For example, the housing crisis, it looks very different for the person in a rural area who can't find a home versus the student who just arrived in Fleurimont for Cégep. Very different sort of issue, but a similar root cause. If we're talking about healthcare, it's a major concern for a lot of people. It looks very different in Lennoxville, where a major issue of access to English services that are crucial, but in more rural areas, for example, where the simple fact of like distances from where we live to the service we're trying to get to, that might be the issue. So it's understanding that there's a few core issues that come about. It's like cost of living, healthcare, housing are some of them, but they look dramatically different depending on where you are, and to understand how to best address the issues and how they play out in different communities, you have to go and talk to people in those communities to understand their needs.
Okay, and what measures would you support to help people cope with the rising housing, groceries, and everyday living costs?
So today for that is proposing like a first temporary measure as far as the housing cost goes, which is freezing rent to inflation. That would be really temporary just to help people get back on their feet. But the real structural measure we're proposing as far as housing goes is making sure that we can add a total of 50,000 units of social housing to the Quebec market. Now, what that would allow is making sure that people have access to housing they can afford. And right, that's our crux of the issue, is that we can build all the housing we want. If it's not housing that people can actually afford, we're not really getting anywhere when it comes to affordability. As far as the other big, I'd say, like expenditure in a lot of people's budget, which is like food and, you know, groceries, we have a strong leadership position on that issue, where we're limiting large grocers' profit margins. We're going to be seriously investigating any like disloyal practices by large grocers. And the proposition that definitely made some waves when we announced it was the idea of having some public food wholesalers. So we can imagine like a large sort of Costco-esque big warehouse style of a sort of distributor, where both local businesses and also like citizens can go to that center, get some cheaper food, and that helps, yes, pay off like families' grocery bills. But by opening up as a wholesaler and allowing, for example, co-ops and banques alimentaires to have access to those sorts of services, we're getting a lot of downstream effects that just a regular grocery store doesn't really have on the cost of grocery.
Now, healthcare remains a top concern for many residents. So what are people telling you about healthcare services, and what changes would you like to see?
Yeah, I think the primary concerns are all around access. And like I said earlier, it looks a little different everywhere. That's why we're proposing to guarantee an entry point to services that might be, for example, SCLSC, but not specifically. We're in an entry point for services in a broad sense. And that on the entire, throughout the entire province. And that is dependent on the population of a given area, and also making sure that there's an entry point in a given radius. And so we're making sure that simultaneously, if there's large blocks of population, very dense areas like Fleurimont or Lennoxville is a bit denser, that they really get services, but also those more rural areas or less populated areas around the provinces also get an entry point to healthcare, so that people don't have to rush to the emergency room for things that aren't an emergency. And that'll help really remove like bunch of the backlog and delays that people are experiencing that are a real concern. Okay. And the other plus side of this approach is that these centers would be locally run, respecting sort of the idea we had when we built the CLSC model, making sure that they're ran by their community. And that ensures a link with their community and making sure that the services they offer are adapted to their community. So that might look like, for example, in an Anglophone area like Lennoxville, making sure that center in particular has enough Anglophone staffers, which might not be a need somewhere else on the territory, but when you've ran your healthcare as big institutions, you lose out on the ability to be flexible and adapt yourself to the people who are living where they need to get services.
Now, environmental issues are an important part of Quebec Solidaire's platform. What environmental concerns are most relevant to residents of the St. François?
Well, I think there's definitely making sure our waterways are kept clean and pollution-free. We've got, namely the St. François River, but many more that cross our territory, and that's a pride for the riding and for our province generally. And this is true for the St. François riding, but also for the Eastern Townships. We've got a lot of these really important forests, natural areas that are really a big part of the appeal of the Eastern Township. So making sure we have leadership that values those areas that and that reflect on how we can continue to develop our region, develop our cities without it going too much to the detriment of those wonderful areas that make the Eastern Townships a wonderful place to live.
And young people often feel disconnected from politics. So what would you say to younger voters who may be considering voting for the first time?
What I find in a lot of younger voters and younger people more broadly is that there's a big cynicism towards partisan politics. You know, when you grow up in kindergarten being told, oh yeah, the environment's an issue, but we've got grown-ups in the room who'll take care of it. And then you get to your 20s and your 30s and no one's taking care of it. When you get promised you'll be able to do some studies, find a good job and get a house and build your life, and you can't do that when you get to be an adult. And you just start losing faith in the system in general. So I feel like that's the position where a lot of young people are at. And as far as what I would say to people who are considering going voting, well, I'd say that the unfortunate reality is that the crooked landlord who makes sure that they don't offer decent housing to their tenants, they go vote. You know, the boss who underpays his workers, they go vote. And so it's really important when we recognize that a lot of people who are benefiting from the system do so because people that largely give up and don't go vote and don't get as active as they could, people who are making our lives measurably worse end up benefiting from it. Everyone has one vote. And so there is a community power that we can build through voting and also through a lot of the other ways that young people get involved in politics, like making their voices heard through manifestations and strikes and all that. So I think making sure that we're both using partisan politics and voting and getting involved in local elections is really important without losing sight of the fact that, yeah, there are other ways to get involved in politics that don't include voting. And a lot of young people do get involved in those ways.
What distinguishes the Quebec Solidaire from the other parties seeking support in the riding of St. François?
Yeah, I think it's really about having the ambition to meet the moment. That's what makes the Quebec Solidaire very different. And that's true for housing, for cost of living, for healthcare, where we hear ad nauseum from our media, we're in a crisis. We're in a crisis of healthcare. We're in a crisis of the environment, of housing. Well, what we need to meet crisis is a little bit of ambition, a little bit of courage, of believing in our ability to make different decisions. And to do that, though, we do need to vote in politicians who are running to who have a different vision. And so if you end up voting for the same old parties with the same old ideas, you get the same old results, unfortunately.
Now, if elected, what would be your top three priorities for the residents of the St. François?
I do think what is really crucial, first and foremost, is to make sure that we're listening and really invested into the different ways in which things arise, depending on who you are. And it's very diverting, like I alluded to earlier. And so for me, what I can say for sure at this stage is that any major propositions we'd be moving forward are the ones that have the spirit and the values that people recognize in Quebec Solidaire, making sure that everyone has a fair shot, that they can live a dignified life, concerns around social justice. That's what we're about. And any, I'd say, like primary propositions and priorities would really be based on that. But I do want to first take the time, and that's what the next few weeks will be about, is really going to meet voters as much as possible all across this riding and getting a feel for the different ways in which issues present.
Okay, and what do you hope voters will remember about you when they go to the polls?
Well, what I really hope they remember about us is that we're really a viable alternative to what other people have been proposing. As other parties are playing catch up on issues like housing, we've been in the National Assembly leading on that issue for years. So I think if people want to avoid the crises we're in and avoid the future crises we'll be in, we need a party like Québec Solidaire that has leadership on issues and is forward thinking to make sure we can live a dignified life and continue to do so for our children and our grandchildren.
And finally, where can listeners learn more about your campaign and get involved if they wish?
Yeah, so our campaign is present on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, it's simply Niapéchette candidate dans Québec Solidaire, de Québec Solidaire dans Saint-François. And on Instagram, it is Niapéchette 2026.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mia?
I do want to say I'm really thankful to be able to come on CJMQ in particular. Being able to talk to, there's a variety of Anglophones and Francophones who listen to this this radio. And I feel really blessed that we have this radio in our community. We actually met at a community event for our community radios. So I'd encourage people to keep supporting our local radios and our local news and abroad then.
Well, we thank you very much. We've been talking today with Mia Frechette, the Quebec Solidaire candidate for Saint-François, and all the best on your campaign, Mia.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. As people spend more time outdoors gardening, hiking, and enjoying parks and trails, health experts are reminding Canadians to be aware of ticks and the risk of Lyme disease. Ticks are small insects that can attach themselves to people and pets while they are in grassy, bushy, or wooded areas. While not all ticks carry disease, some can transmit Lyme disease, which can cause symptoms such as fatigue, fever, headaches, muscle aches, and a characteristic bull's eye rash. To reduce the risk of tick bites, wear long sleeves and pants when walking in areas where ticks may be present. Use insect repellent and check yourself, your children, and your pets for ticks after spending time outdoors. If a tick is found, it should be removed as soon as possible using fine-tip tweezers. Anyone who develops symptoms after a tick bite should contact a healthcare professional. As outdoor activities increase during the summer months, a few simple precautions can help keep you and your family safe and healthy. And that's our health news today on the Townships at 12. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. I want to thank my two guests today. In part one, Camille Lussier. She's the vice president of the Lennoxville Farmers Market. The market is on every Saturday in Lennoxville from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Queen Square until October 17th. Follow them on Facebook to see the schedule. And in the second part of today's show, Mia Frechette, candidate for the Quebec Solidaire Party for the Saint-François riding. And as always, if you have a community announcement or an idea for a future interview, please contact me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. And don't forget, we have our radio bingo every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Check out our bingo Facebook page and follow us. Also, the Thursday show is repeated at noon on Friday, and it will be up on our website later today, under the Shows tab. CJMQ will be at Canada Day in Hatley on June 29th, that is Monday, so come over and see us at our booth. And today we will close with the song called Silhouettes, and it's by Bam Rigby. Hey!